other than the fact that it's obviously written in diary form, it immediately struck me this is not really about bicycles. Well, it is a bit.
It's not really about bicycles.
It's about your, I mean, you say as much yourself, but about your, a way of you observing the world from a different perspective. And I guess I wanted you to talk about what that perspective has been for you.
And most of it's about cities. I happen to, my travels mainly take me to cities. It's not about biking across the Lake District or Utah or something like that. And so it's to some extent about the surface that presents itself to us in the cities. And I dig a little bit deeper than the surface, but not too deep. It's not meant to be go into kind of historical depth on things, although it kind of goes a little bit beyond what you can immediately see sometimes. So you asked, what is my point of view?
Yeah, what is the point of view that's so different from other modes of travelling?
Oh, well, you're self-propelled, so you get a little bit of exercise, and you decide where you're going and when to stop, and if you're going to go, all those sort of things. And, so there's a certain amount of freedom within limitations. I mean, you can kind of go where you want. If you decide to make suddenly to see go see something that catches your eye on the left, you can go, you can do it, which is a little harder to do in a car. Very easy to do walking, but walking you don't get cover quite as much ground.
Is it more lonely than walking?
Yeah, you can't. It's difficult to have conversations biking. Although, quite a few of us on the tour now have bikes, and we try occasionally. We're in some city where the bike path is wide enough, or we're in like a rural little track or something, and we can ride alongside. But yeah, it's a little bit more lonely, but it's actually, I find that kind of
in a nice way.
Yeah, in a nice way. It gives you a moment to breathe and think and get away from whatever it is you're working on. And the kind of automatic activity of pedaling, where you have to think, you have to be awake, but you don't have to think about it too much. It's enough to kind of let the unconscious or subconscious thoughts kind of bubble up and ideas kind of well up, and you start thinking about things that things kind of sort themselves out as they do kind of in sleep or when you're doing other kind of automatic activities. So that part's good.
Is part of it the traveling without, I mean, because when you talk about just, you've got a fold-up bike that you just take with you and you're in some hotel somewhere and you just go and explore, is the joy of it that's so different just traveling without purpose, traveling without a real destination?
And just seeing what you see in each town. Of course, usually what takes me to the town is some bit of business, whether it's a musical stuff or something else that takes me there. But then on the time off when I can just bike around, yeah, there's no real purpose. I'll make myself sometimes, I'll set a destination. In Berlin, one day there was, let's go to the Stasi headquarters, which is a bit outside of the center, so there was a bit of a bike ride. And to some extent, that's just it was a great thing to see, but to some extent, it's just a way of seeing what's between the center and that place.
What's the weirdest experience you've had when you've just gone off on a cycle? Have you ever got incredibly lost?
Oh, I've gotten lost plenty of times. One time, I think I think it was on a music tour. We were playing somewhere in, I think on the border of France and Switzerland, maybe. And I wandered on my bike and just was on kind of some rural paths and ended up in the other country. Realized that somehow I cut through some vacant lots and under, you know, under an expressway overpass and through a fence and this and that, and then realized, oh my God, there's the border. I could see the border crossing, and I was on the other side of it. I thought, I'm glad I've got my passport with me, because
you did
have it. I realized I've passed into another country and they didn't get me.
Have you ever had an accident? Have you ever had a really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. In New York.
Yeah. But it wasn't a bad one. I mean, it was bad enough, but it was my own fault. I had been out at an art opening and had too much to drink, and going home along the cobblestones of West 14th Street, I lost sight of my girlfriend, and I was turning around and trying to see where she'd gotten to and kind of returning at the same time and all that, and I just basically just slipped and broke two ribs. So I wasn't going fast, but just the fall, I broke two ribs, and which I found out the next day when I woke up and was in incredible pain and went to the doctor. But so that wasn't too bad. I mean, I've heard of people who've had collisions and gone flying.
There's a bit in the book where you talk about, I guess this is the first time that you started cycling habitually. You know, at high school, like cycling over to see a girlfriend, and it's like a really nice passage the way you describe it. Would you say that you have a sort of, you know, that ignited sort of love affair with cycling, or was it something only later that you started to feel was very much a sort of part of your life?
I think, yeah, I got used to it early on in high school, and reconnected with it pretty quickly in New York, when I moved to New York in the 70s. I think by the late 70s I was starting to ride around the Lower East Side and Soho and that sort of thing, and realized, oh, this is a pretty good way of getting around just those areas, getting to clubs or galleries or events or things like that. And at that time there was almost nobody else riding around, but I sort of didn't care what people thought at that point. So